This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. And Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And what a Friday it's going to be. Cannot wait for Memorial Day. That's going to be a heavy show, but a great show. It's always heavy on the history. Probably going to be heavy on the tears for you, maybe. I don't know. Depends on whether or not you're the sensitive type. But we will be here Monday doing a Memorial Day show. And then I'm taking a vacation. But let's get to this, because I want to get to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. We have so many that we have to get to about the elites. What's their plan once you fill up the country and collapse it and all these other things? The American South after the Civil War, playing music, all kinds of stuff. But let's get to this. The ATF. Well, you know what? Let's just expand it a little bit. The federal law enforcement arms are all trash. I actually like the federal marshals a lot. I know a lot of marshals who are really, really cool. But beyond the marshals, the federal law enforcement's garbage. And they should all be disbanded. They should be. They've turned into evil secret state police agencies. And people are not paying enough attention to the fact that they are murdering people. I've brought up that dude in Utah many, many, many times just because it's the most glaring example. Some wingnut dude, old, fat, gets around with a cane, put a bunch of stupid things online about getting the sniper rifle ready for Joe Biden to come to town. Okay, well, that's going to get you a visit from the Secret Service and probably a prison sentence. But in this case, the FBI kicked down his door in the dead of night and gunned him down, and they won't give anyone the body camera footage. Just straight up showed up and murdered the guy. Could have arrested that fat old tub of goo anywhere without any incident or danger at all. Waited until the most dangerous possible moment in the middle of the night. You're tired. You don't know what's going on. And straight up gunned him down. And then there's the case of Brian Malinowski. Have you heard this case? Well, I can't believe I'm saying this. I actually want to give the GOP some credit. They very clearly have heard the case. The ATF is the one who did it. I'll allow Jim Jordan to recount the thing for you.
The law at the time says if your principal livelihood is not in selling firearms, you do not need an FFL. Is that accurate?
That's my understanding to the best you can
have. What was the crime? What did he do wrong?
You'd have to ask ATF. They decided that he had committed a crime even though.
Now, the standard has changed, but the new rule didn't take effect until this past Monday. Is that right?
That's correct.
But under the old standard, it was pretty simple. Is your principal livelihood selling firearms?
That's correct.
And for Brian Malinowski, it wasn't.
Obviously not.
It wasn't. And yet, at 6:02 on March 19th, 10 cars pull up to his home and to the gentle lady behind you's home, come up to the door in tactical gear and put a tape across the doorbell camera so no one can see what's going to go on.
I just want to once again say that we now know that the federal law enforcement arms, FBI does this famously. We know this now. We've seen evidence of it courtesy of a guy. He had an extra camera. He had a Ring camera and an extra camera the FBI doesn't know about. The federal law enforcement arms now routinely cover up the Ring doorbell. Why don't you release the body camera footage? Why do you cover up the Ring doorbell? Why are you doing these things? Well, why would you do that? So no one can see what you're about to do.
Now, that's scary to me. If he had for sure done something wrong, a crime, okay. But they do that, and then 57 seconds later, gunshots erupt, and Brian Malinowski is no longer with us. A good man, you knew the guy, served your community, highest paid city official in Little Rock. What the heck do you think is going on here?
That's the question on the lips of every person in Arkansas that's contacted me, and that's a large number of people.
And isn't it true that a week before, these same agents were there in the Walmart parking lot close by the Malinowski home, going to go execute the search warrant and then decided not to because Brian Malinowski wasn't home. Why was it so critical that he'd be home?
I don't know, Mr. Chairman. It was a search.
I need to step in here. We've gone over this before, but I once again want to emphasize this. I am not a cop. I pretended to be one in the Marine Corps for about 6 months. They made me go be a cop, so I'm not a cop, but I know many. I'm friends with many cops. In fact, all over the country now, I'm friends with many cops. And I will just say that law enforcement, it's full of people who, just like you, want to go home alive at the end of the day. Nobody in law enforcement kisses their wife and kids goodbye and hopes that they die that day. Because they want to go home at the end of the day, and because generally they also don't want to kill anybody that day, law enforcement seeks out the most peaceful, nonviolent ways to apprehend people if they have to apprehend people. If you have somebody who you believe will turn themselves in or offers to turn themselves in, then you accept that because it's the best for everybody. You're not in a hostile environment. There aren't any tensions. Show up with your lawyer. Let's get you booked. Check into jail. Then the suspect lives. The cops live. Everyone lives. I will also say this, and I understand this may ruffle some feathers. I don't give a crap how offended you are. It's 100% true. There are also cases, many, many, many cases, where law enforcement wants to permanently solve the problem. And they can find out ways to not guarantee they have to solve the problem in a permanent way, but they understand, hey, if we go in like this, if we try to get him like this, the chances we're going to get to solve this problem are really strong, and law enforcement knows how to make that happen as well. They know how to make an arrest, a peaceful arrest, happen, and they know how to make an arrest happen where you are setting yourself up for things to get kinetic. If you're in law enforcement and you want things to be peaceful, the last place you ever want to apprehend somebody is inside of their home. Why? It's their home. They know it. You don't. They know every nick and cranny. They have their guns in there. They know the blind spots. They know the everything. And the other thing that makes it more dangerous is when you show up in the dark. I don't know about you. I'm a very, very deep sleeper. And I will tell you something. I don't care what they happen to be yelling. I probably wouldn't even be able to hear it. If my front door ever got battered down by somebody, I'm not going to be calling out who's there. I'm not grabbing for my phone. I will be coming down my hall, weapon in hand. And if you round the corner and you're not my wife or sons, you're going to die. Now, I'll let them continue.
In fact, they could have waited until nobody was home and come, and if they wanted to kick the door down, they could have come at noon and kicked the door down when Mayor and Brian were both gone.
And searched and found whatever they were looking for.
Exactly.
And anything they wanted on Mr. Malinowski, if they wanted his phone or anything, they could have served that warrant. They could have got a warrant for that. I'm sure the judge would have given it to him, and they could have done that at the airport.
Correct.
At his principal livelihood at the airport. Correct?
Correct.
To add insult to injury, the way they treated his spouse, Mrs. Malinowski, sitting behind you, the way they treated her at a moment that maybe the most high anxiety moment in any individual's life, their spouse has just been shot, that to me is like unbelievable. What she had to go through.
It makes me very angry.
Well, it should. It should make all of us angry. I think it makes a Democrat. There's no explanation for that. That to me, and I keep coming back to, was this done for some kind of intimidation? We've seen this from other agencies, frankly. Intimidation.
Well, I understand that he has to do the political thing, and I like Jim Jordan, so I'm obviously not ripping on him, but we all know why they did it. Law enforcement, whether it's FBI, ATF, your local sheriff department, the NYPD, wherever you happen to live, any cop with any amount of experience understands the arresting situations that might get a little bit spicy, and they understand the ones that can be peaceful, and they also understand how to try to nudge things a certain way if you want it to go that way. This was, by all accounts, a completely peaceful individual, and we're not even sure by now if he even committed a crime at all. And the ATF waited until he was home, kicked in his door, and gunned him down like a dog. The federal government is murdering people. I'm not done with this. We have a couple more things. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're covering some of this ATF stuff, what they did to Brian Milanowski in Little Rock, Arkansas. By all accounts, a peaceful man, not a criminal. Now his wife is a widow because the ATF showed up at his door. And also, they showed up at his door. Notice how... Remember we just talked about the Ring doorbells? They keep covering those cameras up. Now why, if they're being lawful, why would law enforcement cover those cameras up? Especially with all the... You understand that cameras are in many ways law enforcement's best friend. They can be their worst enemy, of course. You get these internet videos that are spliced up to make the cop look bad, but... When a cop arrests someone all the time, everyone says the same thing. I can't breathe. He hurt me. He broke my arm. Many cops that I know, good friends of mine, love their body cameras because every time they just get to pull up the camera and say, "Whoop, that's a lie. Look at what I did. I didn't do that. I didn't say that. He lied." Unless, of course, you're doing things you don't want people to see. Why would you cover up the Ring doorbell? Representative Troy Nels asked the ATF director, where are the body cameras?
Try to convince the American people you don't have the do-re-mi to put body cameras on your agents that are conducting 11,000 warrants. These are dangerous. You've got 11,000 of them out there, and you had a budget last year of $1.672 billion with a B. And you're telling me, I'm sorry, folks, I can't provide this transparency to the American people. I can't because I don't have the budget to do so. The American people, there's a problem right now with law enforcement out there. And I have the picture and the image of every law enforcement officer that's been killed in the past 3.5 years. And there's way too many. There's way too many on my wall.
We agree.
And so we have body-worn cameras. And why do we do that? Because there is a lack of trust between the police and the communities they serve. So when you provide these cameras, there's no he said, she said. It's all on record. And you didn't have your body cameras on that day? I'm telling you, it stinks to high heaven. I highly, highly recommend you cooperate with this committee and you try to explain, other than this, I don't have the money to do so and I'm phasing it in. Buddy, you got to get your priorities, reshuffle your priorities and get your priorities in order. And I highly recommend you get body cameras on every one of those individuals that are searching these warrants, because it seems like there's a cover up here.
Well, of course there is a cover up here, and that's why they don't have body cameras, because the federal government wants the freedom to continue to murder people at their leisure. That's why they don't have cameras on. They still won't release the body camera footage. They had body cameras on in Utah when they murdered that guy. They won't release the footage. Now, why do you think that is? Do you think the FBI showed up at that guy's door and he was some deranged criminal trying to kill the agents, and they gunned him down? Do you think if that footage was on camera, do you think they would have released the footage? Of course they would have released the footage. Why wouldn't you release the footage of you gunning down a fat old man in Utah? Because you murdered him. That's why. Andy Biggs, he had some questions.
Is it common for ATF to turn off the power to a location prior to executing a search warrant?
Is it common for us to do that?
Yeah.
I do not believe it is a common thing that
we
do.
You're the director. You either know it is common or you don't know whether it's common.
I thought I answered the question. I'm sorry.
Is it common?
My understanding is it's not common. And I want to be very careful to say I'm not commenting on any case, because I'm not sure until the facts come
in. Did I ask you about a specific case, sir? I did not, did I? I asked you about policy. You just said it's not common. Next. Does the ATF use RF frequency jamming technology to prevent the internet and cell phones from working during the execution of a search warrant?
Again, I am not going to sit here, and I guess I maybe should have said this before, and comment on the tactics that we use when we go into dangerous places, because it provides a blueprint for criminals
to hurt us. Let's get this straight then. You told us you won't answer anything specifically about a case. Now you're saying you're not going to tell us generically.
Maybe we can contact your staff in private setting and have a conversation instead of broadcasting for all the criminals.
ATF use dynamic entry as their means for entry during the execution of a search warrant?
Again, I don't think it's appropriate. We can communicate with you on these kinds of training issues. I just don't want to give a public blueprint for people tomorrow and the next day who are going to be facing law enforcement through the door to know how we're coming, what we're doing.
I want to pause on this for a second because I want to come back. I just want to discuss that line of questioning. Well, you understand that it doesn't matter whether he thinks it's appropriate or not. He sure seems to think it's an us versus them society. You're an American citizen who pays for the ATF. You have every right to understand exactly what kind of tactics they're using. And if they're using murderous tactics as a tax-paying citizen, you have every right to get that. They don't get to run some secret police agency with secret tactics behind your back. Well, we can't tell you. Then we may not be able to murder the next guy.
People, as you pointed out, do this with decades of experience. I don't armchair quarterback them either.
But here's the deal. You're the director. And I would expect that you would know what the policy is. And it looks to me, you've convinced me that maybe Mr. Nels was right. I'm not sure that I thought he was right. But you didn't want to tell us specifically about the Malinowski case. I got that. But then when I start asking you about policies, generic policies. Now all of a sudden, you don't want to answer those. When you coordinate with local law enforcement with local law enforcement prior to the execution of a search warrant.
I'm going to let it go because I want to get to other things. But we have a federal law enforcement problem, and man, somebody better step in and do something about it. Going to be a problem. All right. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about the good cops, the ones who strap it on every single day. Sheriffs, cops, first responders, firefighters. And sometimes they don't come home. Sometimes dad, mom don't come home and it's awful. And it happens a lot now in this country. A lot. Way too often. Now, we can't probably fix that, at least not right away, but we can at least attempt to take care of the ones they left behind. That's where Tunnel to Towers steps in. $11 a month. That's what Tunnel to Towers asks from you, from all of us. And what they do with it, I want you to go look up their charity rating. They don't line their pockets with it. They're not on private jets. Your money, when you give to Tunnel to Towers, goes to those families, the families that are hurting. Their whole life has been destroyed. Where do they go for help? Tunnel to Towers steps in and helps. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. T2T.org. All right? All right, let's get off politics for a few and talk about some other things. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Let us get back into the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Enough of all that nonsense. Jesse. Or she says, dear fellow introvert, I'm a 30-year-old dime who loves history and sports, but also a huge introvert. I moved alone down south, and I found it hard to make actual friends. Most women are liberal, and I can't be myself around them. I know you say go to a rally, but being single and an introvert makes that terrifying. What's your advice? Do you fake it till you make it? Okay, so listen, fellow introvert. I make myself do things now, as we've talked about before, because human connections are important. And if I don't make myself get around groups of people, then I simply never would. I enjoy my home. I enjoy my wife. I enjoy my kids. I enjoy my time to myself in my home. That's fun for me. I don't go out, wild parties, rooftop bars, Las Vegas. It's just not who I am. I know I'm an old man and boring. It's just not what I do. I like to go home. I like to read, watch documentaries, do nothing. That's what I like to do. I make myself do these things. And I don't know that I can necessarily help you find a dude, but I will tell you, I have found myself more than once enjoying myself, at least for a while, when I go do these things. So you are an introvert. Obviously, some dime who loves sports and history is going to be the bee's knees to a lot of dudes out there. Let me just drop this one on you. What about a gun class? Ladies, I know a lot of you ladies out there are looking for dudes. A lot of dudes are looking for ladies. You want to find like-minded people. Well, the beauty of having so many former law enforcement, so many veterans in our society today is if you want firearms training of any kind, it is everywhere. And I mean everywhere now. And it runs the gamut depending on your skill level. If maybe you think guns are kind of icky and scary and you just kind of want to learn the basics, they have classes for you, judgment-free classes where you can sit down and just learn the basics and learn safety and maybe go squeeze off a few rounds at the range and figure out that it's not going to blow up in your hands. And they have that for you. Maybe you're, I know we have a lot of these guys listen to the show, gals too. Maybe you know guns, right, left, up, down, you know them, you shoot them all the time. They have advanced classes for you. Shoot, they got SEALs, Green Berets, all kinds of guys who put these things on. Now, you'll be clearing rooms. But you know what these classes are best for, I've found, and I've been to a bunch of different kinds of them. You know what they're best for? The friends you make and sharing a common interest. To this day, I have been in hunter safety classes. I've been in CCW classes, various kinds of SWAT classes, you name it. I have never once, not one time, run into an individual at these places I did not care for. I have never one time run into somebody who was passing judgment on me or someone else, who was nasty, who was one of these flaming libs, who was one of the... People are helpful. They share your values almost universally. Even if you run into a Democrat at these things, which I have before, they're not the nutball commie types. They're really genuinely not. And you're not going to run into many of them there. I know it kind of sounds like a catch-all plan, but you dudes and you ladies who are out there looking for somebody, consider guns as something to bond around. And dime who loves sports and history, do you think the chances that you meet that guy at the gun range? If you meet a guy at the gun range, what do you think the chances are he geeks out on some history? Or he geeks out on sports or both? They're probably pretty friggin' strong. Consider some gun classes if you can, all right? Hey, America's Daddy, what is your and Aubrey's view on pushing your kids to learn to play a musical instrument? When I was around 10 years old, my family inherited a piano from my great uncle. My mom could play just a little. She pushed me into taking lessons. She said, you're going to take lessons for 6 weeks. If after 6 weeks you decide you want to keep taking them, that's so on and so forth. I loved the lessons. I hated practicing. So, of course, I quit. I kind of regret my parents not being more forceful on my taking lessons for longer. You and your bride seem to try to practice balanced parenting with your boys. Okay, well, we do to an extent. Let me clarify our parenting style. And look, my wife is super mom. This is the greatest mom I've ever seen. I am not super dad, okay? You don't want to be like me. I love my boys to death, though. I love them, and I try to be the best dad I can. We have gotten more, quote, balanced with our parenting as the boys have gotten older. They're 13 and 15 now. There wasn't no balance when they were 3, 4, 5 years old. No, this is what I say. I'm not asking your friggin' opinion, and I don't care, and you don't get one. You're a child. You do what you're told when you're told. Now, we've always loved them to death, spoiled them, but it was not a democracy in our house, okay? No. But yes, as they've gotten older and as they've proven themselves to be kind people, mannered people, more conscientious, as they have earned it, things are more balanced now when we have family decisions on this or that. oftentimes we will let them have a say. That doesn't mean they're going to run things. They can get overruled in a heartbeat, but a say. I'll just tell you, this is the experience we've had with our oldest when it comes to musical instruments. My youngest still plays when the school makes them play for so long, so he still plays it. And my oldest had played forever. And he finally wanted out. About the year he could get out, he wanted out. And we did the balanced parenting thing. And we sat him down and we said, hey, because he's a real art type, one of these guys who can draw anything on a computer by hand. He's just one of those guys. I don't know where he got these skills. He certainly didn't get it from me. But he said, I don't want to do music anymore. I want to go do art, because he's in sports. He's in all kinds of sports. He doesn't have time for both. He had to pick one of the two. So we said, okay, you do one more year of music. Then when the year comes after that, we will not force you to do another year of it. So he finishes his one more year that we made him do, and he decides he wants out. I'll tell you this. This is just me being honest with you here. We regret it. We regret giving him the option. And I know he made the decision that he thinks is best, and it's not like he got out so he can just go sit down and play video games or something. He wants to go pursue something else, and I get that. I support his decision, but being in band, which I got thrown out of the choir in the sixth grade, so I'm not some model here, but being in band, being in sports, honestly, I'll just make this about sports, about everything, because it's not about the music, is so healthy for kids. The kids, I see it all the time now, especially because I'm always around kids, the ones who play any sport, doesn't matter what it is, and they don't have to be good, boys and girls. Oh, she's in volleyball, he's in football, he's on the bench all the time. They are so much healthier. They are physically healthier. They are happier, because we've talked about this before. In fact, we kind of just touched on it a little when we were going over the introvert thing. In this day and age, unless life's obligations force you to be around other people, you can exist without ever being around other people. You really could. I'll tell you, if I wasn't married, no kids, I don't know how many other people I would see in a month without Chris and Michael. Seriously, I don't have any family here. And I have friends and I have buddies I enjoy. And I'm sure I'd go out and play some darts with them or something like that. But I need things. Kids need things. I can't tell you what to do with your kid. I will simply tell you, I wish we'd made ours stay in. We made the balanced parenting decision. He's 15. We let him make that call. He wasn't going to be a lazy bum, and he probably made the right one. I wish we hadn't. All right? All right. Let's talk politics. In fact, let's talk about the elites. You're filling up the country that you live in with a bunch of dirtballs, criminals from all over the world. Aren't they worried about that? Why aren't they worried about that? We'll talk about that in a moment. Before we talk about that, let's do this. Let's do something good in the corporate world. You know what's coming, right? You know it's May 24th. You do know what that means? That means we are a week away from Pride Month. I'm just going to tell you this. This is all I'm going to say, and then we're going to go. If you have Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you are not going to feel very proud about that next month. When the Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile Pride Month ads start running on your television, on your social media, you're not going to feel great about funding it. Me, I'm a Pure Talk customer. I don't have a stress in the world about what's going to come from Pure Talk next month. You want to save some money? Same great 5G network? Support a company that shares your values? Switch to Pure Talk. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, with a mountain of emails to get to, and I have been lax, so I may have to crank up the pace just a little bit on these. So let's deal with this one. Hey, Jesse, how do the elites expect to protect themselves and their families from the immigrant terrorists and cartels? Well, I listen, We should understand this, and this will make you feel better about what we're up against. We are most definitely up against evil. There's no question about that. The evil people who run the country are, they're really, really bad. But don't mistake evil for intelligent. When we think about the vile communist scum doing everything they can to wreck everything, it's tempting, and honestly, this is part of the human condition, the human mind does this, it's very, very tempting to think of these people as being smarter and more elaborate than they actually are. When we think about the architects of world destruction, honestly, tell me this thought hasn't gone through your mind. I'll be honest with you, it's gone through my mind. Just a flash, but you know what I picture? I picture George Soros and Bill Gates and Nancy Pelosi in some soundproof, smoke-filled room smoking cigars with a big whiteboard and diagramming out exactly their plan to destroy Western civilization. Well, first we'll destroy the value of the dollar, and then we'll release a chest cold and tell everyone it'll kill them, and then we'll... That's not real. The people who are destroying the country and filling up the country with illegals and criminals and everything else, they're already being attacked and victimized by the criminals they're bringing into the country. Adam Schiff just got robbed. Remember that Democrat congressman, that Henry Cuellar, the one who's getting indicted in Texas for the bribery? People forget this story. He got robbed. He got mugged in D.C. I forget. Either he got physically mugged or they broke into his car. But this was not long ago. You remember that story, Chris? It was not long ago. And have you seen or heard any of these people change their tune since that happened? Of course you haven't. The people who are destroying Western civilization, what they know is this. Here's what the communist knows. The world itself is evil. America is evil. We'll just make it about America. America is evil. All I need to do as a communist is destroy whatever's right in front of my face. And if I do that for long enough, I can finally bring this evil country to its knees. We think that they have grand plans and grand schemes. And don't get me wrong, guys like Soros do think things through. That's why he was forward thinking enough to fund all these DA races in the country to make sure all these open jail prosecutors get elected. So they do think about things in that way. But here's what they do not do. When they're sitting around in their smoke-filled room with the whiteboard, what they don't do is look around at each other and say, you know, if we fill this country up with a bunch of criminals, don't we risk being hurt one day too? They don't think like that. The people who have destroyed Western civilization, to them, they are actually kings. They are queens. That's how they see themselves. They believe they should have total power and control over anything. It's a real messiah complex thing these people have. They all have it. Remember that George Soros article I read you from? It was a while ago. I read you from the article where he said, I've looked at myself like a god. I've learned how to control it. You thought I was just making that up all this time? That's how these people see themselves. And their problem is not crime. It's not inflation, because they're all well off enough to avoid that. Their problem is you. You see, if you, the average citizen, you won't give up your freedoms. You like independence. You like being able to drive what car you want, live wherever you want, do what job you want. You like being able to own guns. You like being able to criticize the president on social media. You like freedom. But for these people, for these types, you and your freedoms are the problem. It's not the cartels. It's not the fentanyl. It's not inflation. It's not Russia. It's not China. It's not this. It's not that. It's you. The reason it feels like Western governments are turning all their guns on their own citizens is because they are. And the reason they are is because the patriotic citizen is the biggest threat to these people. Let me explain it to you this way. Let's say we wanted to, actually, we were thinking about this right now. We kind of want to color up the house a little bit, and we're thinking about putting in some wallpaper, just doing some wallpaper in the living room or something like that.
So let's say we find a contractor, a local contractor, we're looking local, who will come do some wallpapering for us if we don't want to do it ourselves. But we got to leave town. I'm going on vacation. Maybe it starts next week. If I brought you into my house to supervise the contractor while he was doing the wallpaper, would you do a good job? Maybe. Maybe not. Would you care as much as I did about the wallpaper he's putting on my walls? Would you be as invested as I am? Well, of course not. It's not your friggin' house. It's not your friggin' problem. The reason they're replacing American citizens, and this is taking place in Germany, France, UK, everywhere. The reason they're replacing citizens with immigrants from around the world is you care about what's happening to your country. You care about it deeply, to your credit. It bothers you when these people screw up, when they destroy us, when they do these things. It bothers you. You care. It grades on you. It grades on you. It does not grade on the guy who just crossed the border from India. It just doesn't. He doesn't feel that. And why would he? He wasn't raised here. He doesn't have that inherent loyalty to the place. The patriotic citizen is the bane of these people's existence. And that's exactly why you have to be replaced with someone else. Someone else who's not going to care if he screws up the wallpaper. Make sense? All right. We still have an hour. You want to talk some Civil War stuff? That'll be spicy. What country should we all escape to if things go bad? All that and so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Let's talk about your T levels. You've obviously heard many GOP sound bites this week, and this is an old one from Tim Scott. You think you can just listen to this without side effects? You're dead wrong.
I have experienced your pain. Stopped 18 times in the last 2 decades.
That was Leadfoot Tim Scott whining after George Floyd died. Do you want your T levels to drop like that? You need to begin a male vitality stack from Chuck, gentlemen. 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days with natural herbal supplements. Not needles in your arm, not big pharma garbage. Stick with nature, but get your T levels up. We drink estrogen. It's in the friggin' waters. We have to fight back. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse is how we do it. We still have an hour. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.